left off yesterday discussing the Braisa of Nun Aleph Mudbeis, which tells us that Ein Maraz Ki Noas HaShelag Lo HaSabarat B'Shabbos. Several possibilities in the Rishonim, exactly what is the Yisr. Rashi's comment, this is a problem of Molid, which is Doma L'Malacha. The Chiddush that the Rashba discusses, the possibility that this is part of Schitas Peros, is the Gzeirid Rabbanan. And then the discussion within the Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumos, either maintaining it is considered to be Molid, that's the Lashon HaRosh in setting the Sefer HaTrumos, or, as the Rashba, the Ramban, others maintain, that according to Sefer HaTrumos, a very different sheet entirely, that this is a problem of Nolad. If this is a problem of Nolad, then that's predicated on the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what we saw in Beitza, and Av Beis and Aleph. We mentioned the Tosus, there are Beitza and Av Beis, and Beitza and Av Ches, that there are different forms of Nolad. There's a case of Nolad Gamor, where everyone agrees that certainly is considered to be forbidden. After all, everyone admits that some measure of achan is necessary. That is not the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the Gemara writes in the Ches Amar Aleph that if you have a case of eitzim, which are burnt, and now it results in efer, ash, that certainly is considered to be mukta l'chuli alma. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is the following: when something undergoes a change in state, but not simply that something is created on Shabbos and Yantiv. If it changes in state, for example, macha adam to macha behema, a kli shalem to shivrei kelim, the question of tamar de'iska, those instances to ruleradya, then one could envision machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Rav Slavechik explained the machlokas is everyone requires a measure of hachana, that's the pasuk of echinu asher shayaviyu, but do we understand hachana in terms of hachana sagavra, or the cheftz is mechines atzmo? If the cheftz is mechines atzmo, then you understand, if the chepetz didn't exist, everyone agrees that's considered to be asr on Shabbos Yantiv. But if the chepetz certainly was be'en, and the cheftz is mechines atzmo, it's just that it undergoes a different slight change, Machal Adam, Machal Behena, you'll argue that the Klipim, that Samos, were Eino Ba'olam, and therefore it could not be subject to any form of Hachana. But if you require Hachana Sagavra, then one could argue that if something was Omid Lezeh, it was designated at this at the beginning of Shabbos Yantiv, and then during the course of Yantiv, the Chefetz broke, for example, Shivrei Kelim, or Machal Adam, Machal Behema, the animal died. In such an instance, one could argue in terms of Hachana Sagavra, that certainly was not part of the initial Hachana, and therefore that's considered to be a form of Muktzah. If that's true, you understand very well the link in the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, in the case of Nolad, and in the case of Tur L'Radya and Tamar D'Iska. At first glance, what do the two have in common? No, exactly this point. In terms of Hachana Sachevtza, so that can apply even to Tamar D'Iska and Tur L'Radya. However, in terms of Hachana Sagavra, if my intent was to use the Sarama only for plowing, or my intent was to use these Tamarim only for the purposes of Iska, and all of a sudden something changed during the course of Shabbos Nyantiv, that certainly can be subject to Muktzah. But if you assess from the perspective of Chevtza, so nothing changed in the shore, nothing changed in the Tamarim, in that case, Hachanas HaChevtza, yes, but it lacks Hachanas HaGavra. So we discussed how, in fact, we should paskin, because if you're going to maintain that this case of Eiz Meraskin Oas HaSheleg LeSabarad is forbidden because of Nolad, this again, the Chor, is not a case comparable to the Tosus and the Ches of Nolad Gamor. This is a case of Nolad similar to the taste the Tosus discusses in the Beis and Aleph, which the Chor should be subject to Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the issue of how in fact we should paskin Mahalacha. Those were two deos in the Rif, as to whether we paskin straight like Rabbi Shimon, or the possible split between Shabbos and Yantif, we discussed the Kasha Balamor. Is that split possible? Can you argue that one should be more machmer on Yantif because asid is uzleba, as opposed to when it comes to Shabbos? The Gemara Beitza mentions that factor is certainly true, and that's why Rebbe was misada the Mishnayis in the fashion as we have, but does that indicate lahalacha that there should be a marked difference between Shabbos and Yantif? So we discussed the beautiful Chiddush of Alamor, the Chiddush of the Ran, that the Kashas make Karalesa. There's nothing wrong with having different Piskei Dinim on Shabbos and Yantif ben Lekula ben Lechumra. The only objection to the Sugya in Beitza and Daf Yud Ches is Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because that's considered to be Kedusha Achas. And then we discussed the other possibility in Tav Tzani Hei, how do we paskin when it comes to Nola, the various days in Shulchan Aruch? And again, this is critically important, because if the Sefer HaTrumos, this Chiddush, is based on Nola, that would be predicated on the fact that we indeed will assume that Mikar Hadin, Nola is forbidden. And that was the Machlokas Rishon, the Machlokas in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Tzani Hei. Either way you understand the Sefer HaTrumos, whether it's a problem of molid, as the Rosh terms, whether it's a problem of nolid, as the Rashba and the Ramban maintain, one has to certainly deal with it in context of the nafgamina of the Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumos mentions a particular case that one is not allowed to take shuman and to place it kineged hamadura in order that the shemen, which is now korush, which has solidified, will liquefy and thereby allow it to be used in that fashion. So either way you learn, you're going to have to understand the case that the Sefer HaTrumos is describing. But how you understand that chiddush of the shuman is critically important. Whether you understand the problem being one of molad or whether being one of nolad. If it's a case of nolad, so therefore very simple. If indeed such a change in state of sheleg or bara tamayim is a problem of nolad, so hu hadinami, when it comes to shuman as well, one could argue that shuman, which is korush, which is now transformed into a davar hanozel, it's something that pours, in such an instance, that also is considered to be a problem of nolad. Again, hard to imagine this is a case of mamish nolad gamur, what Tosfos discussed in the Ches, but it's one of the cases of nolad, like klipin, atzamos, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If, however, you assume, like the chiddush of the Rosh, that means we're not dealing with a muktzah problem, a nolad problem, we're dealing with a problem across the board of molid. And what does that mean? Ein marazkin es hashelag, because that is considered to be, as Rashi writes, damin mulacha, that is considered to be a maisa risuk. So the nafgamina, the Sefer HaTrumos, is not as simple. Now, it's not just that you have a substance now that didn't exist before, but rather there's a maisa risuk. So therefore, l'chor, one is, I have to argue as follows. The chiddush of the Sefer HaTrumos, which one could certainly debate, and as we mentioned, that was the ha'ara of the smug, is that considered to be a ma'aser isuk? When one places shuman kineged hamadura, and now the natural consequence is the heat will cause it to melt and to run, in such a case, that also was called a ma'aser isuk. L'chor, that's what you have to argue, according to the Sefer HaTrumos, that placing the chayfetz in a predicament that it will melt, keneged ha'esh, that also is considered to be vidami the malacha, because after all, as Rashi writes, in that type of case, you're borei mayim halolo, you're doing something that creates a different form, and in such a case, one is going to be chayim. That's an important chiddush. That's exactly what the smag said in Lav Samachay, that can't be. That's not considered to be a maisarisu at all, but these are two very important ways of understanding the nafgamina of the Sefer HaTrumos. This should be really relevant to how you understand the end of this braisa and daf nun aleph beis as well. In terms of psak halachas, we'll see the Mechaber in Shin Yud Ches in Sivkot and Tezayin quotes the case of the Sefer HaTrumos and writes that that's mutter. There is no iser losei shuman keneged hamadura. Right? Against the view of the Sefer HaTrumos, against his nafgamina. Either way you understand. If it's a case of schitas peros, the Rashba, that doesn't apply to shuman kneged hamadura. If you argue as Rashi it's a problem of molid, then you require mamish a maiser isuk, and in such a case, shuman kneged hamadura is not considered to be a maiser isuk at all. And here the Ramah cites the Sefer HaTrumos, the Torah Yesh Machmirin. The Ramah writes that Yesh Machmirin, and v'noagin lahachmir, but the Ramah adds that b'makam tzorach, Yesh Lismach Asra Mishona, that L'chumra, one can be chayish for the view of the Sefer HaTrumos, but Mikar Hadin, we pass on like the prevalent day in the Rishonim, and therefore if there is a Tzorech, one can rely on that Svara Rishona. What would the difference be as to whether one understands the Sefer HaTrumos as Molid or whether one understands it as a problem of Nolad? What about the following case? Here, the Braisa tells us this, that it's true when it comes to Sheleg, and when it comes to Barad, you're not allowed to engage in Risuk. Avonosin l'toch hakos, o l'toch hakarav eno choshesh. But simply one is allowed to put it into a kli. Put it into a kos, put it into ka'ara, and then there's no problem whatsoever. Now, how do you understand that case? No? Why should that be so obvious? According to the Rishonim, it's very good. If the problem is a form of schitas peros, it doesn't apply. If it's a problem of molid vidami lemalacha, so as Rashi points out, this is something which is mamish nimuach me'elov. This is completely by itself, no? And therefore, if it happens to melt, there's no problem whatsoever. But if you understand the Sefer HaTrumos, this potentially is very difficult. If you understand the Sefer HaTrumos as the Rosh does, that it's a problem of molid, similar to the Shita of Rashi, And therefore, ein marazkin, it's a ma'aser isuk. And the further chiddush of the Sefer HaTrumos, that if you will take it and you will place it kineged ha'esh, in which case, that act of kineged ha'esh is causing it to liquefy, that one could also argue is considered to be a ma'aser isuk. However, if it's absolutely me'elav, simply the ice, the snow will melt by itself, so therefore, that is not considered to be aser at all. Boshav Shat, according to the Rosh, you understand the safe of the Braisa very well. That if you have ice or snow or hail which simply melts by itself, so in such an instance, why should that be also even according to the Sefer HaTrumos? But if you argue it's a problem of Nolad, that's a difficulty. Why should Nolad depend on Maaser Isuk? No? Even if it occurs by itself, if the problem is that it's not subject to Hachana, so in such a case, what difference does it make of whether it was biyadayim or keneged ha'esh, or whether it's simply because of a ka'ara? That's the difficulty. In fact, if you look, for example, in that comment, the Shemesh Abbas Kofasan, right, in Perek Yud, in Ha'ar Yadalad, Ha'ar Tesvav, it quotes the Panim Meiros that writes, if you look in the Sefer HaTrumos, it doesn't seem that the Sefer HaTrumos is dealing with a categorical iser of Nola. Because the Sefer HaTrumos himself discusses whether this is biyadayim, whether it's me'elav, whether it's a ma'isa adam, whether it's a grama. All of those considerations are very relevant if you're talking about molid, but if you're talking about nolad, the examples of nolad, beitzah shenolad biyantiv, you didn't do anything at all. A natural process, right? The Mishnah in Shabbos, the animal just died, now it's an avela. Now that it becomes machel behema on Shabbos, are you allowed to feed it to your animals? Or do you argue that that's a problem of nolad? You'll argue, I didn't do anything. Of course you didn't do anything. You didn't cause the death of the animal. The animal drops dead, bidei shamayim, the hen lays an egg, but nonetheless, it wasn't subject to a prior hachana. That's the kasha that the Rashba raises. And this again, and daf nun aleph mud beis. That according to the Sefer HaTrumos, and again, the Rashba assumes the Sefer HaTrumos is working with an Isra of Nolad, not an Isra of Molid, so therefore, how come the Tocha Kos, the Tocha Kara is Mutter? That's the Kasha that the Rashba writes. No? Nolad. What difference does it make? How it changed its state. Good? So the Ritva writes the following Chiddush, something which is very important. What exactly is this case? We know the Gemara that we discussed earlier, the Kuf Mendal Neveis, when it talked about the case of Cholev, when it comes to real Mefarek. So therefore, the Gemara makes the great deal as to whether this Kli is Mole, this Kli is Reik, is it empty, is it full, is there Ochel, is there nothing? Because after all, if you're going to obligate one Mishum Mefarek, it means you have to have Mashka Min Ochel. So therefore, whether it's a Kos, Ka'ara, Kedera, is critical. What's the case in this Bryson? When the Braisa says, if you do it betoch ha-kos, that is considered timutter, or betoch ha-ka'ara, what are we talking about? An empty kli? A full kli? What exactly is the case? Does it matter? The Ritva writes, according to Sefer HaTrumos, it matters very greatly. If it's a problem of nolad, so even if it mamish occurs me'elav, it should be usur. So what's the heter? Rashi already makes this comment. Rashi writes, Avonos in the Socha Kos. Rashi words, Shel Mayim. Why are you putting into the Kos? Why do you have to have the Shelg into the Kos? Rashi just simply writes, because it's very hot, and you want to have a cool drink, so therefore you'll put the ice cubes, you'll put the snow, the Shelg, the Barad, into, right, another liquid. The Ritva points out, if that's the case, maybe that's the great Chiddush. Just as the Gemara distinguished earlier, that it's critical as to whether the kli is full or whether the kli is empty in a very different context, right? Mefarek in terms of whether it's ochel mashke. That lechore is very relevant here as well. Maybe one could argue as follows, that eino chinami, that if one will take the shelig and you will place it into an empty kli in order that it should melt and you're going to utilize that water, that will be problematic according to Sefer HaTrumos. That is a case of nola. After all, you don't need a ma'aser isuk at all, according to the way the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva understand, right, this chiddush of Sefer HaTrumos. If, however, that's not true, so in that instance, ma'aser isuk, if it melts on its own, it's heter gamur. And what is the case of the Braisa if you assume the problem is one of Nola? So the case of the Braisa is, as the Ritva writes, that there is mashke b'kos. And therefore, What happens as the solid begins to liquefy, as the ice begins to melt? In such a case, misar v'miyad, immediately it becomes intermingled together with the mashke, and it becomes bottled to the mashke. It's not nikar bifnei atzmo in any shape or form. And in such an instance, there'll be mutter even according to Sefer HaTrumos. Not because in principle there's no problem, but when do you assume there's a problem of nolad? Where the totsah is recognizable, it is independent. But here, right, every drop that melts immediately is combined with the mashke betoch hakos. Automatically it becomes batel, it's not nikar bifnei atzmo. That lechora, one can argue, is indeed the chiddush. That's what the Mechaber writes in Shin Chaf, in Siv Tetz. Avonosin letoch kol shol yayin omayim, v'huni muach me'ela v'no choshesh. If you're putting it into a kos, and the Mechaber adds a kos of yayin, a kos of mayim, that's mutter, that'll be mutter even according to the view of Sefer HaTrumos. Poshim Shat, that's the Sefer HaTrumos understanding the Braisa. So if that's the case, if it's l'soch ha-mashke, so therefore that's mutter l'chuli alma. If, however, you're dealing with a case where one puts it into a kli which is empty in order to utilize that, what then would the halacha be? That's questionable. So according to Rov Rishon, that's mutter. That's not called a ma'aser isuk, that's not part of the gzeir of schitas peiros. The only question is, according to the Eish Machmirim of the Ramah, that if it is shalol letzarech, in such a case, one should be machmir for the Sefer HaTrumos. And now we have two possibilities within the Sefer HaTrumos. If the Sefer HaTrumos is a molid problem, that's heter gomer. If it's a nolad problem, then you have potential for lisser. So Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa, for example, writes in Perek Yud, in Simen Gimel, quotes the name of Shlomo Zalman, the Tov Lihimana Yimeno B'makom Tzarech. This would be part of the Chumra of the Ramah. That if in fact it is shalol letzarech, one should assume that this is bichlal the isra of the Sefer HaTrumos, and therefore one should not take ice, for example, and put it into an empty bowl in order that it should melt, in order to drink the melted water. In such an instance, according to Rov Rishon b'mutter, if you assume the problem of Sefer HaTrumos is a molid problem, should be mutter as well. It's only when there's a ma'aser isuk, and here there's not. But if you assume it's a problem of nola, so therefore potentially this could be aser as well in a kli reik. And Enochinami, this is part of the Chumra of the Ramah, in the sense of that Yesh Machimrim, unless it's Nisarvim, Nisbatlim, Enonikarim, in such a case, then even the Sefer Trumas would have to admit indeed it's Mutter, because after all, at least that is the case of the Braisa. In the very end of the Meton, Daphnan Aleph, that tells us that that is considered to be Mutter. Shmir Shabbos Kalchasin Ha'ara Tesvav just writes the following Chiddush, that even if you assume that this is the case, that in an instance of ice which melts, that's considered to be comparable to the case of the Sefer HaTrumos. Nonetheless, what about the following? The example Shmir Shabbos discusses is thawing frozen milk. In that case, would that also be similar to this instance? Right? Or would it not? Would you argue that, look, in that case you're going from solid to liquid, and therefore that is considered to be a nolad problem, assuming that that is this, or according to Sefer HaTrumos, and therefore yesh machmirim? Or could one, in fact, distinguish? So, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes the following Chiddush, that maybe one cannot equate frozen milk to ice. Why is that true? Because, he writes, if you look at the Sugyan Nidan Daf Yud Zayim and Aleph, where the Rambam Menuchos Tumas Ochlim, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Beis, you find the following Chiddush, that if you have frozen water, ice, so in such a case, right, it is not in that state called a mashke. Alpidin, mayim is a mashke, but ice is not considered to be a mashke. That the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Beis, Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, in order to render ice as a mashke, so therefore that requires machshavas habaylim. Machshav is necessary. We don't objectively assume that that is considered to be a mashke. So that's the Chiddush that Shlomo Zalman points out. Even if you assume that there is that potential chumr of Sefer HaTrumos in ice which is transformed into water, that's because lehalacha, that is considered to be critical. As we even discussed when we talked about Sitas Peros, we don't always define ochl and mashke in terms of liquid versus solids. Sometimes it can be food versus beverage. And therefore, there's a marked difference. We discussed the status of dam, for example. To what extent is dam considered always to be a mashke? To what extent is it considered to be part of the gufa behema? That chiddush of the stipler. The Gemara tells us in the very last parak of Yuma, very great chiddush, sir shal gabi habasar. If a person, for example, eats on Yom Kippur, he's chayv kares. You drink on Yom Kippur, you're chayv kares, but there's no tziruv between achil and shtia. If you eat a chatzi shir achila and drink a chatzi shir, there's no tziruv, that's nisra, chatzi shir. But the Gemara says the following chiddush. What about tzir? What happens if you have a piece of meat with its gravy? The Gemara says tzir, the brine, the gravy, that's called ochel. That's not called mashke. And therefore, of course, there's tziruv. That's considered to be ochel. Why is it true? The Gemara doesn't consider, right, gravy or brine to be a beverage. No, that's considered to be ochel. And in such a case, a din d'oraisa, the chiyuv kares, that's considered to be achila, that's not considered to be that which is shtia. So the Rambam writes an interesting chiddush that to what extent do we consider ice to be an ochel? To what extent is it considered to be a mashke in this context? The Rambam writes when it comes to tumas ochlim that a machshir, right, a mashke is machshir, the kabel tuma. So the Rambam writes that if it is in its solid state, that requires machshava. So Shlomo Zalman writes the following chiddush. Maybe that's critical as well. If, in fact, you're dealing with a problem of nolad, and you're going to argue that that transfer from solid to liquid is indeed a nolad problem, maybe that's very relevant as to whether the Torah considers this in its current state to be a mashke, in its final state to be a mashke. And if, indeed, that ice is not considered to be an automatic mashke, but water obviously is, in such an instance, maybe one could envision that that is a problem of nolad, again, assuming that nolad is the difficulty, according to Sefer HaTrumos. However, Shlomo Zalman writes the following, if you're dealing with frozen milk as an example, so therefore you'll argue that that is not considered to be a mashke. That Shlomo Zalman writes, he doesn't think is true. Now, since you have something which is milk, so therefore bistama omed lamashke v'choshev mashke, even if it is kofli ke'evin, even if it's as solid as a rock, right? Milk is a liquid. Milk is a beverage. Ice, which is frozen, is not used for the purpose of shtia. So if you're going to consider it to be mashka, that requires machshava. One could argue that shift in state, that's considered to be a nolad problem. But milk is always used as a liquid. And rather currently it is in fact in a liquid state or a solid state, it doesn't change its essence, and therefore Shlomo Zalman writes that perhaps in that instance, in Chiddush, that would not be included in the Nolad issue, even the Chumrah, according to this possibility in the Sefer HaTrumos, interesting Chiddush. One could raise the following issue as well. What about the flip side? In all these cases that we're discussing, taking a solid, right, and breaking it down into liquid, that Ein Marazkin, Es HaShelages HaBarad, what about the opposite? What about making ice? What about taking something from liquid and making it into a solid? Is that included in this problem? Or is that something which is completely different? If you assume, let's say, like the Chiddush of Rashba, and that is that the problem of Ein Marazkin is Domel Eschitas Peros, then there's a marked difference between freezing as opposed to thawing. Now, if one is thawing, then you can argue that's bichlal the gzeira of schitas peros. If you're freezing, so therefore, that is included in the gzeira of schitas peros. Mechateisi. So therefore, there's no reason to assume that this halach of Ein Marazkin would apply to freezing, only the possibility, right, of thawing. Furthermore, if you assume like Rashi Shita, that this is a problem of molid because damim l'malacha, bari hamayim ha'elu, and maybe that's the view of the Sefer Chumas as well, according to the Rash. Therefore, l'chora, there's ample basis to distinguish as well. Because if it's a problem of molid, as we mentioned, you require a ma'isa risuk. What do you mean, doma malacha? Malacha is not b'sheva altasa, nasas me'elav. Malacha has to be that which is bekum v'esei. A gzera can be b'sheva altasa. This is bekum v'esei. Ein marazkin. Risuk b'yadayim. And maybe you could go that step further, that chiddush of the Sefer HaTrumos. Maybe placing something keneged hamadura, maybe that's also called a ma'isa risuk. It would be a further chiddush to assume placing something in a freezer, that's called a ma'aser isuk. Is that really considered to be a ma'aser isuk? One could argue, certainly not. Maybe not even according to Sefer HaTrumos, but certainly not according to, all right, Rashi, not according to the Smag. Thawing, you could argue, maybe the manner in which you do so, you crush it. That's considered to be a Ma'aser Yisur. Mashenkin, a person puts something in a freezer, and over the course of the next couple hours, it solidifies. That's called the Ma'aser Yisur B'Yadayim. According to these possibilities, certainly, one could clearly distinguish between a thawing as opposed to freezing. The difficulty then is the following, though. But if, l'chadchila, we're machmer for the Sefer HaTrumos, and if the possibility in Sefer HaTrumos is the Isser is Mishum Nolad, so maybe now one could argue, Nolad can kick both ways, no? If Nolad means the change in state, so therefore it should only work in the direction of the Gemara, Ein Maraskin. And what about the opposite? That's not a problem of Nolad. L'chora, one could argue, again, this is all within this one possibility of the Sefer HaTrumos. And again, we only accept the Sefer HaTrumos L'chumra Ba'oma. That could be a basis, right, of forbidding making ice on Shabbos. Because the Nolad problem was solid to liquid and liquid to solid. Unless, maybe one could distinguish even within Nolad. Thawing as opposed to freezing. On what basis? This is what Shmir Shabbos Kochasa suggests, right? In Perek Yud Ha'ar Yudalid. The Rashba was bothered by difficulties with the sheet of the Sefer HaTrumos. The Rashba and the Sugya Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis Ramas Chalha. One difficulty was how you understand the Braisa. Why is it Mutar B'Toch HaKos? Right, so that chiddush then of the Ritva we're talking about, a kos which is male, not a kos which is reik. Okay. Rashi was bothered by another issue, the sugi we learned earlier, kuf chav gimel beis. What was the story with schitas peres? Schitas peres. So we had different gradations, no? If it is mamish, that which is a barhachi of schita, that normally is the derech of Zesim Va'anavim. Good, so that's the real Isser of Shechita. If you're dealing with, right, a pre which is Lav B'nei Shechita Ninu, Mutu L'Chadchila. Mutu L'Chadchila. Tusim V'rimonim, we discussed the Machlokas Tanayim. Right, what happens if it's Yotzei Mi'atzman? Right, it just happens to ooze by itself. So if you stored it for the purpose of Ochel, it's Mutu. If you store it for the purpose of Mashka, then it's considered to be Aser. Now again, the whole perspective of that Gemara is the following. There's an Issa d'Oraisa of Shechita. So in these cases of a Mashkin Shezavu, do you have to be concerned with the possibility of Asli de Shechita? Right? We discussed that in the broader issue, that Mochamos, no? When do you assume that something which is Nasas Me'elav should be forbidden because it can lead to Asiya B'Yadayim? Very important issue. The Rashba writes, what's going on according to Sefer HaTrumos, no? If this is a Nolad problem, of course all these things should be Aser. Forget about what the likelihood is that you will come to do it yourself. So you won't come to do it yourself. Good. La b'nei shechita ninhu. Right? People don't normally, right, squeeze this type of fruit in order to use its juice. But still, if you're telling me solid to liquid is a change of state which is comparable to Nolad, and therefore even if Nasas Me'elav it should be Aser, because of Nola. So how can the Gemara say that Peros to Lab Bnei Shechita Ninhu was Mutar L'Chadchila and Tusim V'Rimonim, the difference between Ochel and Mashke, these things should categorically be Aser because of the Nola problem, no? So what do you do with the Sefer HaTrumos? That's clearly not what the Gemara assumes. The Gemara assumes there's no problem of Nola, the only problem is Gzeira of Malacha, and that's the Sugya, when do you have to be Chayish? So a pre which is not omid the schit at all, mechates, you have to be concerned that someone's going to be sochet to use for some type of juice that people would not necessarily drink. This is what the Ran addresses as well. The Ran in this sugya, right, and daf nun alef amud beis, the Ran in chulin and daf yud dalet amud alef, lushay haran. So the Ran writes the following chiddush. It's true, the Sefer Shumas writes that if you have Shuman, which is Karush, that is going to be transformed into the liquid form of Shuman, you're right, that's also. That's also because of Nolan. Why is that true? So the Ran writes, because Shuman is comparable to Peros HaOmdin LaMashke. The Shuman normally is used in that liquid form. And that's exactly what the Sefer Chumas is saying. That since it normally is used in liquid form, therefore liquefying it is a problem. That's what the Ran writes. So in that Ha'ara, this lengthy Ha'ara, it's a quote of Chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. How does that resolve anything, no? We're not dealing here with the Schita issue, whether there's a likelihood of Asli de Malacha. Here we're discussing whether it's Nolad or not, no? Is it Nolad or is it not Nolad? That's how the Ran understands the Sefer Chumash, a Nolad issue. And the answer of the Ran is that it's Nolad because Omdin Lamashkim. It's considered to be a Nolad problem because it is used in its liquefied form. So what exactly does that mean? So apparently you have to assume a great Kiddush, right, of merging, right, these issues. In other words, Shlomo Zalman writes, when is it considered to be a problem of Nolad? The language of Shlomo Zalman uses is Machmas HaChashivus Shehem Omdin Lakach. If something is in state A and it's utilized in state B, you don't use it as A, you use it in state B. So in such a case, then you could argue that the processing, that's a Nolad problem. It's not used as is. You're not going to use the Shuman which is Karush. You're only going to use it as Shuman which is Nozel, is a gravy. So therefore, the breaking it down, the liquefying, the heating, the crushing, that's the Nolad problem. Precisely because it's Omed Lekach. You can't just argue any transfer from solid to liquid is Nolad, because the Gemara says that Peros that are labnei schita ninu, it's mutter l'chadchila. The Gemara doesn't say it's mutter l'chadchila midinei malacha, but it's still usher to use because of Nolad. So you have to argue that whether you label it as Nolad or not depends on its function. So if it's something which is omid l'mashke, then you can argue that that's true. Then you can argue a solid to a liquid. That also is considered to be. How is the shelag going to be used? The shelag is going to be used. People use shelag, right? If there's a utility, they're going to use it as a liquid to drink. So then you can envision, right, as the Sefer Chumash writes, that that's going to be usher in Marazkin, and that's going to be usher because of Nola. But if, in fact, it's Nishtana Lagrayusa, if that's not the case, a pre which is not omed l'schita, and now you have the juice of that pre, that mashke is not considered to be a problem of Nolad whatsoever. That's an interesting chiddush. Shlomo Zalman writes them the following. That's what Shmir Shabbos elaborates. That if you assume that it's a solid which is going to be utilized in a liquid form, that can be a problem, Nola. So you want to go ahead and melt the ice in order to use it to drink, because you normally would drink water. But do you necessarily assume the opposite is true? That water to ice, that would be the case. That normally speaking, its use is in state B, that you can argue that the conversion from A to B is Nola. There, the object certainly can be used as is. And even if there's a change in state, that is not a Nolad problem. The Nolad problem is predicated on something like Schumann, or maybe Schelling, where it's going to be used in that latter state. Then you can argue that that conversion, that's considered to be Nolad. And you'll argue, but where do you see that that is a relevant factor in Nolad? And that's what the Ran writes, you have to assume. Because the Gemara tells us that some types of mashkin certainly is mutter. And the Ran writes, that's because it's not only the mashkin, no? It's important chiddush. So therefore, even though l'chumra, Shmir Shabbos mentions the possibility of assuming that according to Sefer HaTrumos that it can flip both ways, thawing and freezing are identical, that's the Ha'ar and Yudalid, that maybe there's a marked difference between them. Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa quotes the Journal of Hapardes and Sivan Tafresh Saridalid, where there's a piece by Rav Simcha Zelig, right, the Dayan of Brisk, that assumed that making of that ice for Shabbos use is considered to be mutter. Right? One cannot necessarily assume the chumrah of the Sefer HaTrumos. Take a look at that footnote. Fascinating. Right, Chiddush of Shlomo Zalman with many, many more makomos. That footnote also refers you to that Panamineros, the Panamineros that writes that the real pshat in Sefer HaTrumos is molded, right? Not nolad, and the raya is, just look in the Sefer HaTrumos, that the Sefer HaTrumos discusses grama and al yado, maisa, all of that in terms of, right, the maisa risuk. If you look elsewhere, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the beginning of the Sefer, this is found in Perek Aleph, in Simen Lamed Zayin and in Ha'ara Kuftes. Here Shmir Shabbos uses a similar chiddush, but with a slightly different application. What happens if you're dealing with a type of rotav, right, a gravy or a gel, where it's common to eat it in its current state, when it's karush? For example, Shmir Shabbos writes that sirav dagim, right, the fish broth, the fish gel. There, right, one could envision that a person will use that in its solid state as well. So perhaps in that case as well, liquefying it is not included in this issur according to Sefer HaTrumos, not even included in the nolad category. And there in Ha'ara Kuftes, Shmir Shabbos writes in the name of Shlomo Zalman, a similar chiddush, that if you have the normal case of shuman, where people are not going to eat the congealed shuman, they only utilize the shuman la'achar shenimuach as a gravy. So in such a case, that's the nolad problem, because it is used in stage B, so the conversion to that stage, that's considered to be nolad. Masha'en kein, if you have rotav sheldagim, right, where some people will eat it as a gel, not only in a liquid form, a lot of people don't eat it at all, but if you're going to eat it, it can be utilized even in the gel form. So in such a case, again, that's not considered to be a nolad issue. When it's omed l'kach, based on chiddush of the Ran, then you could argue that next stage that that's considered to be such a problem. But take a look at those two ha'aras of Shmir Shabbos, right? Those fasting applications, right? To the very brief brisa that we have on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to discuss about that that case in the Braisa. What I'd like to do, maybe we'll start now just for the